Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, God be with us on this frigid Sunday morning as we enter into the last week of our Advent journey. As we quickly approach the celebration of Christmas, God's Word presents to us this story of Joseph. Joseph's side of the story that Jesus is going to be born. Last week we heard of Mary's experience as the angel Gabriel came to her to announce that wonderful news that she had been chosen by God to be the mother of the Son of God, the one who's to come into the world to be our Savior. And now we have the story from Joseph's perspective. From Joseph's angle, it just appears that his wife-to-be, his fiancée Mary, is carrying a child that is obviously not his. Now, if you know anything about culture at that time, and it, I'm sure it still applies to today, if that is the situation, you're engaged to someone, and you find out that they're pregnant with a baby that's not yours, that might be cause for breaking off the relationship. And yet we're told that Joseph is compassionate because he loves Mary and doesn't want to expose her to public disgrace. He has in mind to make the separation kind of quiet under the table so that no one sees this public scandal. But then the angel comes to him and says, "Don't be afraid, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife. This child is not the product of a scandalous relationship, unless you call the grace and scandalous love and mercy of our Heavenly Father for humankind a true scandal, which in some respects it might be." Mary is pregnant for a reason. God sends forth His Son for a reason. We know His motivation. It comes to us clearly in His Word from John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." The reason that God sends forth His Son into the world is to communicate His great love for us and for all people. But how would He choose to communicate His love through the giving of His Son? As we consider God's Word today from Matthew chapter 1, we're presented with two names for this child who will be born of Mary, names which will help us to answer that question of how God chooses to communicate His love to the world. I'd like to begin by considering the second name for this child which shows up in our text today from Matthew chapter 1. Matthew writes that this birth of this child will fulfill the prophecy given through Isaiah back 700 years earlier as he's speaking with King Ahaz. We find the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, where we will hear that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which Matthew explains in his text means God with us. In this name, Emmanuel, God communicates one of the key ways in which He demonstrates His love. Through the birth of His Son, He has come to be with us, not simply in a spiritual sense, but in a physical, tangible, reach out and actually touch Him sense. And this is the reality for which He made us, to be with Him, to share life with Him, and with one another, even forever. You see, God made us for relationship. We were made to be connected with one another. What's one of the key reasons for which people get married? It's because they actually love each other, typically, and they want to spend consistent time together. And even for those who are not married, the gift of enduring relationships with family members and with friends makes our lives more joyful and richer. Many of us derive energy from being in a social context. Some of us, on the other hand, are refreshed more so through time alone. And yet, even for those who might have that tendency to be refreshed through time alone, we can all agree that relationships built on love and trust make our lives richer. Life lived alone, especially life lived for myself, often leads to disaster. When we hear, for example, that someone's a loner, that often is a cause for concern, not envy. The greatest tragedy in human history is shared in Genesis chapter 3, where Satan, who at one point decided that life as God, as an equal to God, was more desirable than life lived with God as one of the Father's beloved creatures, tempts and captures the man and the woman through the same lie that caused him to lose everything. "Who needs God," he said, "when you can be like God, knowing good and evil, calling the shots for yourself?" And from that moment, it wasn't simply Adam and Eve who fell. All of their descendants, including you and me, repeatedly fall for the same lie. We want control. And we can routinely convince ourselves in the moment that we are better off calling the shots for ourselves, even if it means that we distance ourselves from the God who loves us or from one another. We fail at times to recognize the devastating consequence of our sin, that the choices we make seemingly to benefit ourselves at the expense of our relationship with God and others only serve to damage those relationships and war against the community for which God has made us. So God responds to our predicament. He comes to be present with us, not to check his list twice and to find out who's naughty or nice, because we'd all ultimately fall on one side of the ledger, and you know what it is. No, he came to find us. He came to bring us back to himself, like a good shepherd who searches out his lost sheep. He came to assure us of his and the Father's great love. He came to show us the way to the Father. In fact, he came to be for us the way to the Father. He came to save us. Which brings us to the name of the one who is called to be God with us. The angel spoke the name to Joseph in Matthew 1, verse 21, where he said, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Emmanuel means God with us. The one who comes to be Emmanuel, the Word of God who becomes flesh for us, will be named Jesus. The name literally means the Lord saves. As we speak his name, we remember why he came. He will save his people from their sins. And we need saving. The Bible describes sin as a slave master. It also describes sin as a kind of horrible disease that has the ability to harden our hearts and corrupt our minds until it has ultimately destroyed us. It's Satan's weapon, and it leads us to the grave. God saw our great need, and out of his even greater love, he sent his Son and named him Jesus, the Savior. And he comes to save by giving us himself, his very life. He comes to save by being a substitute. We hear it from the lips of John the Baptist in John chapter 1. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He takes our sin, yours and mine, and the sin of all people to the cross, where it might die with him and be drained of its power to hold us, to separate us from God. And in its place, he gives us a gift. The gift of his righteousness. The declaration, even now, of not guilty. The assurance of the Father's eternal, unconditional love for us. The Holy Spirit to live in us. To help us to believe that this is actually true. And to come to make us more and more like Jesus. Even today, Jesus comes to be Emmanuel, God with us. And he comes to save us through the giving of himself. As we receive once again, the fruit of his death, the fruit of his victory earned for us at the cross, his true body and his true blood. This is one of the ways that he is here and real for us in a tangible way. We get to reach out and touch him again. We get to receive him. We get to taste and see that the Lord is good, that the Lord loves us. He's with us to strengthen us. He made the promise, right? I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He's with us to strengthen us. He's with us to forgive us, even today. He's with us to lead us. He's with us to bind us together in his love. He's with us when necessary to comfort us. He's with us to go before us into the world, into the callings he has given us in our families, in our communities, in our schools, in our places of employment, to empower us to reflect his goodness, light, and love, so that others too might know him as Emmanuel and Savior. May God bless you. May God bless me. May God bless us this week as we come down the home stretch of Advent and prepare for the celebration of Christmas. And as we gather here this coming Saturday and Sunday, may his Spirit inspire in us great joy, anchored in the love that God has demonstrated for us and for all the world by giving us his Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In the name of Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.